You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, an episode with no number because it's a bonus pod. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the guy who can barely keep his eyes open, John Brownstone.
Hey, I was driving all day.
And we're recording late at night.
Yes.
Like we haven't done in a very long time.
Correct.
Right.
You're just trying to abuse me.
Yes, and you're letting me. So who's the masochist? This week in our bonus pod, we are finally talking about Eroticon 2019.
Yes.
And hoping we can remember it now that we're more than a month late. God. You know what's sad? I feel like a slacker. I know we're not slackers, but I feel like a slacker.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But we're going to do our best to get through it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. If this is your first time listening, how did you find us from this episode? Because it's like this all the time, but I'm not sure how kinky this is going to be. But welcome. We're happy to have you.
I'm
not
trying
to drive you away. Thanks for being here. If you're back for another week and in the middle of the week, because this is the bonus pod, welcome back. Loving BDSM is usually produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net, including for this episode. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you listen to us to help other kinksters find us. You can follow the show on Twitter at lovingbdsm, on FetLife at lovingbdsmpc, on Instagram at that handle I will always and forever, ever, ever, ever fucking hate. Loving DS and the number one, so Loving DS one, or on YouTube at youtube.com/lovingbdsm, where you can watch us live stream the regular podcast episode every Thursday, midday Eastern time zone usually. All links are in the show notes.
Roughly about 12:45 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, the only time we have deviated so far is when we've had other things come up.
Yeah.
Right. Which that would make sense. People would be like, well, of course you'd have to deviate if other things came up. Regular listeners, you know what I mean. So this is bonus podcast that we've been promising for a freaking month.
Uh-huh.
And we are back to our roots with this one. We have, it's just microphone. It's just audio.
Yeah.
We didn't worry about what
sitting at my desk in front of the computer with microphone in hand.
I know. We didn't worry about how we were dressed.
Nope.
It's middle of the freaking night, Monday, April 29th.
I'm in my PJs.
Yeah, I'm in half PJs, panties, yeah, and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It could be sexy. It's your t-shirt. It's not
it
meant
is.
To be sexy. I was just tired of wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I was having, like, what would we call it? Temper tantrums? Baby girl temper tantrums? We'll call those temper tantrums. That's what they were. Sure,
that's
sure.
Putting it mildly, but yeah, we'll go with that.
I was having a moment.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm still technically having a moment, but I'm feeling productive because we're finally recording this bonus pod.
Okay.
So, if you follow us on YouTube as well as listen to the podcast, you might have already seen that we did a vlog of our London trip where we really showed some of our London adventures and very little of Eroticon.
Right.
So we're not going to go over everything we did in London, but we will link to that video in the show notes. So, mm-hmm, if you want to see that, you can go watch that. We are going to sort of start... Eroticon technically started Friday night at the meet and greet, but we had an informal meet and greet Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And really, for me, Eroticon started on Wednesday because we went to see our friends, Molly Moore, Michael Knight. They are married DS couple,
yep,
who organize Eroticon. And then Michael's other partner, Kara, I don't know how she says her last name. Therone is how I always say it.
Yeah,
hopefully
that's how
she
I say
will
it.
Correct me. We got to see them Wednesday night and have dinner with them.
Yep.
And it was amazing and wonderful. Oh, and before we get too far in, any blogger or person that I know from Twitter that we mention that we met, we will link to them in some way, whether it's their Twitter, mm-hmm, or it's their blog, so that you can go check out and meet all these fabulous bloggers. Some of them are kinky, some of them aren't, and kink is a spectrum and in the eye of the beholder, mm-hmm, anyway. But they're all amazing. So yeah, if you're like, ooh, I want to know more about sex bloggers and sexy people's lives, then well, we have got the hookup for you in this episode. So all those links will be in the show notes. So yeah, Wednesday was like when we got to actually think about Eroticon because we were with Molly and Michael and Kara. But then Thursday night, before Eroticon really started,
right,
it kind of started. We did, yeah, we did our own informal little gathering.
The pre-party.
Yeah. The pre-party. I don't know. But we many of us, not everybody, but many of us stayed at the Holiday Inn, which was the hotel where all of the meet and greet kind of stuff, the party-ish sort of stuff
Camden
went on.
Lock, yeah.
Right. And well, yeah, the whole thing was in Camden, but that Holiday Inn was sort of the gathering place.
Yeah.
So Thursday evening, people started rolling in. We had been there since, what, Tuesday? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
So we got to see Marie Rebel of Rebels Notes and her husband, Grandmaster T. They were there. Big hugs, lots of like squeeze and squealing because I got to meet them last year. And then E.L. Byrne, who is a sex blogger. We ended up having dinner.
We had dinner with
her. We had tapas for the first
time. Tapas that night.
Like, oh, God, it was so good. And Bridget Delaney and her husband. Yep. And Sub B, who is... Bridget is a sex blogger. Sub B is another sex blogger. Sub B works in London and was supposed to go get the train to go home. And somehow her feet carried her to the Holiday Inn. Oh, I don't know how that happened. So, and also, before we get too far in, if I forget to mention anybody on a specific night, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. We're doing this a month after the fact. So we're trying to remember everybody. Mm-hmm. But that was just a night that, other than dinner, because we all kind of went our separate ways, the plan that Marie and others had was to go eat Thai food. And I just don't like Thai food. I've tried four or five times. I don't like it. So that's how we ended up at Tapas. Mm-hmm. And that was great. Having dinner with E.L. Byrne was fantastic.
She's fabulous.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just let her sit back and listen to her talk about some of her life's adventures. It's like, oh my gosh.
I loved her energy.
Yeah. She had good energy. She was just fun.
Yeah.
And really laid back and really calm. Like I know because I read her blog, and two, I got to know her a little bit more over the weekend. Things fluster her, but she's just got this sort of laid back, like, it's all going to be fine. It's just fine. Let's just keep rolling. And that was as we were wandering Camden, trying to decide, well, where do we want to eat? Where do we want to eat? Because there was, all the pubs were full. Packed. And we were like, what the hell?
Yep.
So then Friday was the meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really when Eroticon kind of starts, especially for people who are able to, who are either going on Saturday or who can go for the whole weekend. And that was at the Holiday Inn in this little special offside room. There was there. Oh, but Hyacinth was there. Was she there Thursday? Hyacinth Jones. A Dissolute Life is her site. She's amazing.
I don't remember.
Oh, God, my memory is so fuzzy. I know I saw Hyacinth multiple times. I saw her every day.
We saw her pretty much every day.
Because on Friday, we tried to get her to come to dinner with us at this little Italian bistro, but she ended up setting up the room for the meet and greet Friday night.
Yes.
And to very exact, she's really good at it. She was like, she's got an eye for this stuff. She knows, and she can like manage people. And so she was managing those people and they were hopping to it. And when she was done, there was plenty of seating. It looked amazing. She did a fantastic job, but I kept like messaging her going, please remember to eat something. Please get something to eat. There is room service at the Holiday Inn. Please get some food before, you know, like don't go hungry. The meet and greet is always amazing, but always chaotic. So I know I will not name everybody I got to have a conversation with. Two things that stand out. Girl on the net was walking one way, and I was walking the other, and she went, I want to talk to you. And I'm like, I want to talk to you too. And then we were like ships passing in the night. And then a fabulous new-ish blogger, the Barefoot Sub. That's who she is on Twitter. We were coming out. I think we were going back to the hotel after dinner to like change and like put our stuff down is what we were doing.
Okay.
Put our stuff down. And she was like, oh, hi, where am I going? And I'm like, oh, I can show you. And I pointed her in the direction. And I was officially, I think, one of the first people she got to meet.
Cool.
I felt amazing. So I had a lovely conversation with her and got to talk to Posey Churchgate for a few minutes. Uh-huh. And I'm blanking. Did I meet Little Switch Bitch on Friday night or Saturday night? I can't remember which, but I know I got to talk to her. And Harry Dom and Bear's Little Cub, that's his partner, got to sit down and hang out with them.
They were wonderful. I enjoyed hanging out
with
them.
Everybody was wonderful. Yeah. Everybody we got to talk to was freaking wonderful.
True.
And then saw Sub B again.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her partner, who is known as Sub B's keeper. Beekeeper. Yeah, love that. And it was mostly, yeah, I think I had a couple of drinks, but it was mostly just sit around and just talk. Yeah. You know what it was? Friday night, because both Friday night and Saturday night were in the same venue. So they're like getting mixed up in my head. Friday night, you and I had the plan because we were so tired that we were going to go find a place to sit. And whoever wanted to come talk to us could come talk to us. But we were going to sit.
Yeah.
And Friday was the night we never sat down at all.
No.
Until it was over. And we were in the lobby again hanging out. Mm-hmm. And we stood and we flitted from group to group. And at one point I finally found a post in the middle of the room and just sort of leaned against it. And it was like, it's not the same as sitting, but this counts.
You know who else I met that night was Mr. CK.
Oh, yeah, because we saw Amy of Coffee and Cake, and she had brought her partner, Aunt Mr. CK, who's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Cool dude. There are so many other people, but Friday night was basically get drinks, get your badge for the sort of like a registration kind of thing. Get your badge so that Saturday morning was easier to get through and just hang out, and you could get dressed up or you could be dressed down. I never got as dressed up as I thought I would.
No, you didn't.
No. I prepared for it. I think I brought some cute things, but mostly I was like, I just need to be comfortable. That's all I really care about. And then, so once they were like, you have to leave, get out of this room, because they do that at hotels, we basically just sort of meandered into the lobby.
And took over the lobby.
I think I had more drinks in the lobby both nights, all the nights, than I ever did at any of the like mingly things. That's just a matter of sitting down and just chatting with people. And we did that Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we did that Friday night. Uh-huh. And we would end up doing that Saturday night and Sunday night. And that is the best energy exchange of the whole thing. Like the whole Eroticon in general, it's like I've said in past episodes where we've sort of talked about it a little bit. If you need to relate it to kink in any way, it's like being at a weekend long munch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing is, the whole thing isn't about kink, although there are some certain definite kinky elements, but it's about being who you are. And as it being Eroticon, it's being a sex blogger or being a sex podcaster or just somebody who creates content about sex and being able to talk to other people. And what you learn the more you talk to other people about what you do, what you have in common, is how not alone, you're not alone at all. We all, you know, have a lot of the same fears and the same concerns and the same problems, and we get, you know, annoyed at the same things, and we get stuck on trying to create content. And being in that space together, you know, if you've ever had to go to an event where you were like, I'm here because I want to learn something, but I can't tell anybody I'm here to learn it so I can do it in a kinky way or a sexy way, it's that one time where you're like, nope, I'm at a sex writing conference. That's what we're here for. Let's talk about how to write about sex. And you get to go by your blog name. Now, I am very used to now going by my blogger name because my blogger name is my kink name. So when we go to a munch or we go to a kink event, I'm still Kayla there, just like I am in the sex blogging world. But for some people, it's the only time they get to be called by that name.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of kinksters can relate to that. That, you know, the relation I always make to it is there's only one place that I know that I can feel comfortable calling you daddy. And that's at a kink event.
Right.
You know, I might not, if I'm not feeling a good vibe, I might not. I might keep you to John Brownstone, and I do that at Eroticon too. Mm-hmm. But it's that same kind of thing to go to Eroticon, except it's, I'm going to talk about how I wrote about squirting, or I'm going to talk about how I tried that new sex toy, or I'm going to, you know, it's the same thing. Kinksters would totally relate to it. So Friday night is totally about the mingling. I think we did end up at the venue early to try and help Molly and Michael with any setup.
Yeah, we did.
That's been sort of my thing since the first year.
Actually, we were there Friday too.
That's what I mean, Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Right,
okay.
That's what I'm saying, Friday.
Okay,
when they were setting
Saturday.
No, Saturday I was busy.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
But we were there Saturday helping them set up. We were stuffing goodie bags.
Every year I've ever gone, I've ended up stuffing a goodie bag.
Yeah.
This one was a lot less work. Most of it had already been done. But that Friday was when we went to the British Museum.
Yes.
So we were not there as early as we would normally have been there to help.
Right.
But yeah, we kind of, you know, I have planned events before. I know how detailed and insane they get. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, anything I can do to help out, right, Molly. We're like, Molly, what do you need? I'm here for you. We all pretty much by the end of the weekend agreed that Molly could top us with her to-do list anytime. Like, how can we help you, Molly? Just tell us what to do. Just top us. It's fine. So Saturday was kind of my big day.
Yeah.
Because I spoke at a session in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I led a panel in the afternoon.
Right.
And last year, we didn't get to talk about Eroticon 2018 because drama last year. But last year, I was so nervous, we literally went into another room and just sat there quietly for like 2 hours before I spoke. This time, part of it was because I've now, you know, I had... Last year when I spoke for the first time at Eroticon, it was my first time public speaking in like 4 or 5 years. And I knew that I could do it,
mm-hmm,
but I hadn't done it in so long. There's still that, oh God, have I forgotten how to do this? And, you know, to a certain extent, and the joke was then and the joke still is now, with the podcasting, let me just turn my back to the audience, hold a microphone and pretend I'm doing a podcast and I can do this all day. But, That was a really scary moment last year. So this year,
mm-hmm,
what had me nervous, more nervous than anything, was that I was not as nervous as I thought I should have. I was like, I don't think I'm nervous enough. Oh, that makes me nervous. Okay, good. I'm now nervous about not being nervous enough. But it's partly because, okay, I had the experience last year and I did it. And right, also, I've spent from last Eroticon to this Eroticon a solid year constantly going, I'm going to talk about this thing, and then picking up a microphone and then just talking about that thing. So to have a thing I wanted to talk about, to be prepared for it, was even easier than 20 minutes before a podcast episode going, huh, what are you going to talk about this week? Sure, that'll be it. Sure. I did still have that moment of, oh my gosh, are the words coming out of my mouth in the right order? Everybody assures me they did. I'm like,
ooh. You did fine.
Thank you. I don't want to do fine. I want to do fucking fantastic. That's what I want to do. I want to be like the best ever. I don't know what the best ever means because there are some really great speakers and they were at Eroticon. I have to be the best. I'm competitive like that. I'm not the best, but it's okay. Was I better than last year? That's my real metric. Better than who I used to be. Was I better than last year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you are.
Then I have won. Okay, good. So yeah, I spoke in the morning and I didn't go to any sessions in the morning because I can't, something about it, I can't sit when I know I'm about to speak. I did go to the opening where Molly talks. We came in a few minutes late. We were like really, like last year we were really on top of it. Like we were there like 5 minutes early for everything. And this year we were really like, hey, we just rolled up in here a few minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really good opening session. There was supposed to be a keynote speaker and she had a family emergency. So at the last minute, that couldn't happen. So between Molly and Girl on the Net, who prior to this year, prior to 2019, she had helped organize it with Molly and Michael for 2017 and 2018. They now refer to Girl on the Net as their spare brain. So when they need an idea or they need like a second set of eyes on something,
they ping it off her, yeah.
Right. And when they said, what are we going to do? We don't have our keynote speaker. Girl on the Net came up with the idea of letting all of the bloggers give their own advice and so writing things down. And here's, I had no advice to add, not because I don't have thoughts, but because it was so hectic Friday night. Friday night at the meet and greet is when those little things were being written down. Right. And I saw people writing things down on little pieces of paper and being told, leave them here. And I was not overly nervous about the meet and greet, but my social anxiety did hit. And what happens if I am in a situation where I want to be there, but the anxiety has hit, I just get really quiet. I don't ask questions. I don't, you know, I can talk to somebody one-on-one, but I don't venture out of a certain comfort zone. So to stop and go, what the hell is that? What are all those pieces of paper for? Would never have happened. So I completely missed that's the thing we were doing. So Yeah, there was great advice. None of it was mine. I was like, you know what? That's kind of cool. I give advice all the time. Let me sit back and take somebody else's advice. My favorite advice from that was talking about taking sexy pictures. When in doubt, take a picture of your ass. And that, if you follow me on my personal Instagram, Kinky Kayla Lords, that's pretty much
what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. So I totally sign on to that one. Yeah. Yes, that is good advice. So after the opening session, I kind of like ducked into what was that space called? It's where you could get coffee and tea and just sort of hang out. It was like a social
room.
Yeah. It wasn't the quiet room. They did have a room specifically for if the noise or the anything sensory kind of got overwhelming for you or your mental health got overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There was an actual quiet room that you could go to just sort of, and it was not meant for people to be talking to anybody or anything. It was just go in there and be quiet. Yeah,
you're not supposed to be on your cell phone in there.
Nothing.
And I actually popped in there at one point to look for you. I lost you.
Oh, you thought maybe I'd gone and hidden there? Yeah.
And it was actually kind of cool. They had like little alcoves with blankets and sheets.
Allie and from Hot Octopus is the one who put that together.
Okay. Yeah. And then there were like little pillows, so they're like little, mm-hmm. you know, comfort forts.
And that's a new addition. I think the setup of that,
I think they had it last year.
They had it last year, but I think Allie kind of took it on and like did it bigger and better. That's my basic understanding of it. But Eroticon takes accessibility really, really seriously.
They do.
After Eroticon, I was watching some tweets from different disabled sex bloggers who get very frustrated because they want to go to these events. They're like, yeah, but you're not actually accessible. So they, for being in London, which the UK is not, it's not like for any US folks, it is not like ADA compliance, which is already bad enough here in the States. There are people who get grandfathered in who aren't actually ADA, American Disabilities Act, y'all, ADA compliant, so you can't necessarily fit a wheelchair through, you don't necessarily have ramps. You know, like, it can already be bad enough here in the States. In London, at least, it's like way worse, partly because those buildings are so freaking old.
Yeah.
So at the Arlington House, where Eroticon is held, they do have an elevator for people who can't take the stairs. Mm-hmm. And then they allow the organizers of Eroticon to make things even more accessible. So like the bathrooms were gender neutral.
Right.
Like they put a thing on the sign over the men versus women, which is standard for public bathrooms or bathrooms in buildings like that. And they made them gender neutral. You can mm-hmm. use whichever one you want in there. And at first I was like, oh crap, I always forget because I don't like being around urinals. There's nothing good happens mm-hmm. for me. No, thank you. And I was like, oh, I always forget which one is the one that does not have urinals. Like, and when I got up to the door, I was like, these have stalls. And then this one said stalls and urinals. And mm-hmm. so then you could choose. And then to have the quiet room for people who needed to sort of like get away. And the cool thing about Molly and Michael and Girl in the Net is that they're also open to feedback. So if there are other things they can do to make it more accessible, then mm-hmm. they're going to do that. They have to work within the limitations of the venue.
Right.
But they're going to do the best they can.
And then they had also, which I'm sorry I didn't get to spend any time with this year, things just got really mm-hmm. kind of out of hand, was Andrew and Pixie of Kinkcraft.
I know, we didn't get to go there. Andrew and Pixie did come pick us up at the airport.
Yes.
That apparently is like our new thing, and yeah. I'm totally down for that. I love that. So we did get an hour with them.
They were set up in a room kind of off to the back, mm-hmm. and you could go there and you can kind of hang out and socialize. But while you're there, you also learned how to do kinky crafts.
With paracord.
With paracord,
that's what their business used to be. They
used
to have a business called Kink Craft where you could either buy it pre-made or you could buy the kits or whatever, and you could make your mm-hmm. own. We have cuffs and collar. We have a cane. We have little mini floggers.
Yep.
We have like all kinds of stuff because of Kink Craft. But we did not get to go spend time with them this year. So yeah, Saturday morning I had my session, and it was about finding time to actually achieve your goals and some of my time management productivity things that I've been working on for the past year. And what, so the whole thing went really well, even though the whole time in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I hope the words are coming out in the right order. But, and there were people I recognized. And so I have learned as a public speaker, like you look around the room and you find smiling faces and also people that you recognize and you talk to them. And so you can gaze around the whole room. But one of the people in the room, it took everything I had not to fangirl all over her, was Hannah Witten. YouTube fucking star. Yes. And she came up to me after presentation was over and we chatted and I was like, you're gonna be calm, you're gonna be calm and cool, dude, you're gonna be calm. You're in my head, all this is all in my head. I'm like, nope, nope, you are not going to squee at Hannah Witten. Nope, 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 you're not gonna do it, you're not gonna do it, you're gonna act like the fucking professional you are. And I did. And then in my head when we walked away, I was like, oh my God, Hannah Witten, oh my God. But all in my head, y'all. All in my head. So we did not get lunch because we were late to lunch.
Yes.
And it was all gone by the time we got there. We really didn't eat much over Eroticon weekend.
No.
We just didn't. I mean, we were just constantly busy. We did make sure to have... We don't eat breakfast. We start our day with a coffee and, you know, cream and stuff. And that's usually fine for us. And lunch we definitely eat. We did not eat the whole weekend. And so then by the time we would get dinner, we were like starved. Sunday was not our best day. We'll get to that. So we like mixed and mingled and got to talk to people. And I, you know, saw Marie again, Grandmaster T. And we got to meet the lovely couple who run Purple's Gem, Purple Soul. I can't think of their URL right now. But they're that young kinky couple that blogged together.
Yes.
And it was just real brief and fleeting, but it was really nice to actually like go, oh yes, oh that's your blog, oh yes, this is nice. So but then my social anxiety kicked in again. Like I started feeling a little crowded and like I can't do this. So then we wandered. And then I had the afternoon panel where we were talking about blogging memes, which are these different things you can join up with when you have a blog, where you can use a prompt to help inspire your content. And then you create content on your website, and then you take the link of that blog post and you share it over on the memes main page so that other people will see it and helps you grow your audience. So we did a whole panel on that, and I got to lead the panel and basically had all of my blogging inspiration on the panel with me. So Hyacinth Jones was there, and Molly Moore, and Marie Rebel. I'm like, these are the people who inspired me to start blogging and to keep blogging and to do memes and all of that. And also, everybody sit back and just listen to their brilliance. Thank you very much. And that is what we did. And I know before that session, we sat in on most of one session, which was fabulous, about sex positive parenting.
Yes.
And had everything we've done to now completely validated. Completely validated. It was amazing. And we talked about that when we were talking about the episode of the drama that we faced when we came home. So there was that. And so then there was Saturday night. I do not remember what we did for dinner Saturday.
I'm gonna back up to lunch on Saturday when we finally did make it to lunch.
I had a little piece of cake.
Yeah. So did I.
Okay.
But got to meet Bakchi Ben and Floss of Proud to be Kinky.
Right. And that was... official meet because we have done an episode with them.
Well, this was an actual face to face, and
hi, we're in each other's presence. Yep. Yes, and they, Proud to be Kinky, have already done weeks ago their Eroticon wrap up episode. I will try to make sure we link to that in the show notes as well.
And yeah, it was fabulous meeting them because when we did the interview with them, it was great. We had a good time.
We did because they have good energy too, and it was fun to just chat with them. So after my panel, this was Sunday. Okay, see my days because I had a moment Sunday, but that's a Sunday thing that happened. We'll talk about that on Sunday. I don't remember anything after the panel. Or anything on Saturday. Like, Saturday's a blur now. I don't remember where we went.
Saturday's a blur. There was a lot going on.
I don't remember anything anymore. I don't remember where we went to dinner. No, we went to dinner with Lemaitre and used to be Cat Kinks. Right. No longer Cat Kinks.
Right. Curvy.
Kinkster.
Kinkster now, yes.
Had to change blogs.
And I spent a good amount of time, because I didn't go to too many of the panels. But
I just sort of wandered around.
I was wandering around talking to vendors.
You do a really good. You're the one to do that. I suck at that.
There was quite a few vendors there. I didn't actually make it around to all of them.
I know. We had some great. I'm going to link to the sponsors in the show notes page because they deserve some love too.
Sheets of San Francisco.
Yes. All right. Oh my God. My favorite was when I can't remember what day it was, but I know we talked to him and he showed us that you could literally like put your heel if you're wearing like high heels into their sheets and that thing's not coming apart. They're perfect for wax play.
Perfect for wax play.
Very wet sex.
any kind of liquid or lube or anything, and you just throw it in the wash.
Yeah, and it all comes off.
All comes off.
Yeah. I would like a set of sheets.
I would love a set of sheets. They even have, apparently, if you don't want to get a full set of sheets.
They have like a duvet.
Have a throw, yeah.
Yeah. And one is actually, it was a competition they did with Sinful Sunday, which Molly Moore runs, and the image that was chosen, and I don't know what the parameters of the competition were, it's been a couple of years, was an image Little Switch Bitch took.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it first last year at Eroticon 2018, and they had it up for display again, and it's like her picture that she took for part of this from, like I said, a couple of years ago, that's like on, that's now the design of the of sheet. The sheet, of the throw. Yeah. But yeah, their stuff is... Yeah, so you don't need your plastic anything for your wax play, or if you're if you're like me and you have ruined many a mattress with the fluids that come from your body, these sheets like are supposed to be on point for that. And of course, we did spend time with Alex of Hot Octopus.
Oh yeah, Allie, spend a lot of time talking.
Allie would be either in sessions or I think they said they weren't really feeling well that weekend, so we got but we did get to talk to Alex, which was great. I got to see Victoria Bliss, who is a fabulous sex blogger and was running sort of the book stall area where you could buy books. I got to see Tabitha Rain, who made the Ruby Glow, which we've talked about, oh God, years ago, but in past sex toy episodes. And she's a great sex blogger. Oh my God, she writes such good sex blogs. Oh my God, it's always hot. Even when she's like not even trying, it's like, I'm definitely down for whatever after I read
You know who we didn't mention that we spent time with both Friday and Saturday and some on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I get this right because I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your eyes won't stay open.
No. Bianca of Helen's Toy.
Yes, Bianca. I knew my notes were incomplete. Yes. We got to see Bianca, I think,
every day.
Every day.
Friday night. I had such a fantastic conversation with her.
Really?
Sitting talking to her,
You and I did get split up at a certain point. We got pulled in different directions.
Yeah.
Which was okay.
And she was such a pleasure to be with.
You know, I know not everybody's energy matches up, and you're not supposed to like everybody. I mean, it's just impossible to like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But the people I spent my time with over Eroticon, and I still have now gone three times, and there are still people I have not gotten to actually, like, shake hands with and meet. I see them in passing every time, and they see me in passing, and sometimes we, like, wave from across the room.
And she's a good hugger, too.
But everybody I got to actually spend time with and talk to was just good energy.
Yeah.
But yes, you are right. And who else? There was somebody else I was just thinking about, and I don't remember... I don't want to gloss over because we're trying to go through our weekend. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, we had fabulous dinner. We had tapas again.
Yes.
We did it in a more sort of traditional fare with LeMaitre and used to be Cat Kinks, now Kirby Kingster, and Jamie Mortimer.
Yeah.
Yes, which I also found out we've been saying that wrong, and I did it again. It's Jane Mortimer. I know. I'm sorry. I'm American. Jamie is what I want to say. But we had a massive spread of tapas, and wine was flowing. I was not drinking wine. I was in a weird headspace with wine drinking. I did a couple of drinks each night, but usually like way late and one, maybe two.
Yeah.
If that, I just couldn't, I don't know. My head was in a weird space. But yeah, that was a fabulous dinner.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And
good company too.
It was good company. Just hanging out with them is amazing. So yeah, that was Saturday night. And then when we, after dinner, we went back to the hotel. We went back upstairs because we were at that hotel, put our stuff down, came back down, and we had another sort of, not a meet and greet, but like a mingly social event.
A lobby takeover.
We did do a lobby takeover. We were in the room. We were in the special room they gave us on Friday night, but then there was a lobby takeover.
Again.
And you know what? I talked to so many people. I do, Hyacinth, who runs Boob Day, y'all. If you are fans of boobs, you really need to check out Boob Day. She, I think it was Saturday night, found rope light. It was, maybe it was Friday night, I don't remember. And was getting us, those of us who were willing, and I was willing, but I had to be told to do it because I was only willing in my head, not in reality. She was stringing this rope light around us and taking sexy pictures. We had our clothes on primarily.
Yeah.
No public nudity or anything.
Well, it was in public, yeah. And there was rather big windows facing out onto Camden Lock. So, yeah.
And who else? I know I spent a lot of time. I can't remember if it was Saturday, Friday or Saturday anymore. But I got to talk to Zach Jane Kier, who is a writer and an editor. And Julie of Masters Pleasing Bitch, love her. Got to hang out with her a little bit on Sunday afternoon because I went through a little bit of a mental meltdown Sunday. Yeah. I kept it to myself, but it was still there. We'll talk about that when we get to Sunday. But that night was just another night of just hanging out and talking until you just couldn't talk anymore. And I think the only night we were the last ones to go to bed, or one of the last ones out of the lobby, was Sunday night. We went back up because Saturday night, that's right, we had to go back up by midnight our time, like freaking Cinderella at the ball.
Because we had to do the,
we did the Patreon live Q&A. From our hotel lobby, hotel room, very exhausted.
Yeah.
But that, it was worth it because then it was done and we didn't have to worry about it when we got back or anything. And because of the time zone for, since most of our patrons, I believe, are American, that worked out for them.
Yes.
That was a decent time of day for them, mostly. So, except anybody who is a patron, patreon.com/KaylaLords, if you go back and find that Q&A, you can barely see our faces because we're on the laptop, but we're kind of laying back.
Yeah.
And so, like, two-thirds of the screen is, like, the bed behind us, behind us.
Got a good shot of our chins.
So Sunday, when we rolled over into Sunday, that was my easiest day. All I had to do was sit on a panel. I didn't have to lead anything.
Right.
And it was about being an anxious writer. So I wore my Anxious Writers Club shirt that was designed by Kara. Kara was the one leading that panel.
Yeah.
I don't remember what panels or sessions I sat in on Sunday morning. They're all a blur now. They're gone out of my brain. I'd have to go back and look at the schedule. But I know that whatever I sat in on, I liked because I'm very picky about which ones I go watch.
Right.
We got to the panel. It was me and Kara and Girl on the Net. Love Girl on the Net. I admire Girl on the Net a great deal. When I listen very closely to her opinions, because I think she's really smart about those things and she thinks these things through in ways that, and she has experiences that not everybody has. So, she and I are doing this sex writing thing in our own way, but we are parallel in some ways. So we're sitting there in the panel, and I'm loving it, and we're getting to talk about it. And Kara was so funny. She's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to know what to say. And I'm like, you're going to be fine. And then she was up there, and she was fucking killing it. She was just like, had this commanding presence, and she was just dealing with this panel. And she was like, people would have questions, and she'd go, can we hold that to the end? Because I want to get through this. And she was just, she was amazing.
Well, she did a panel on diversity.
That I'm going to get to that because it was afterwards, because I went to that too.
Yes.
So we're doing the panel on anxious writers. How to be an anxious writer and how those of us who are anxious writers still manage to write and hit publish and everything. And in the middle of it, my anxiety hit. And what was funny is I can tell you exactly what caused it. I made a statement about not being afraid of your content, that when you're afraid of what you want to write, it's probably exactly what you need to write. And Girl on the Net made the very good point that sometimes, depending on the type of content we create, we're not really meant to write about a thing. It's not really for us. We're trying to interject ourselves into a conversation. Maybe it's on diversity. Maybe it's on disability. Maybe it's on whatever. And we are not the best messenger for that because we are not that's not our authentic experience. We just have an opinion and we think we should share it. And she made the perfect point that in that case, if you were scared to hit publish, take a moment. Maybe you should be scared. We don't have to put our opinion on everything. And I agreed with her completely. She and I came at it from two different points of view because my writing is inherently personal. I do not even write about that kind of stuff because there's a lot I have opinions on, but the world does not need another white chick's opinion on things. We've got plenty of those, right? So it never even occurred to me to think of that. I was thinking of all the personal stuff, right? But what happened in my brain, because I admire Girl on the Net so much, my stupid anxious brain went, look at you being wrong up there on that panel. Now, nobody listening would have thought I was wrong. It was literally just two different perspectives. And now thinking back on it, I'm like, stupid brain, I can't believe you did that. But sitting up there, and when my anxiety hits, I've now got sort of a tell that I know what's happening. And it's the only way I know how to describe it is that it's like my brain gets fuzzy around the edges. Okay. Everything gets fuzzy around the edges because what's happening is I'm in this moment where I'm doing this thing, and around the edges of my brain are these thoughts that are starting to intrude. Gotcha. And there's just pure fear and anxiety. So I'm up there, and I managed to get through the rest of the panel, and Kara was happy, and Girl on the Net was happy, and it was a great panel. I was so, so happy to be part of it. Hopefully we helped some people and like reminded them that they're totally not alone and that blah, blah, blah. And then after that, I was like, I have to go sit. I have to go be quiet somewhere. And I was near tears, like, because it hit so strong. And then the sweetest thing happened. I went into the little social area, and I just wanted, like, a cup of hot tea and to sit in a corner. And Julie, Master's Pleasing Bitch, sort of found me. And we ended up having this lovely conversation, which had nothing to do with what I was thinking about. It sort of pulled me out of my head a little bit. Then Ben and Floss showed up. And then Adam of GoToMeesh. We spent a lot of time with Adam and Monica of GoToMeesh, mostly at the social stuff.
But that was when I lost you. You ran off with Adam.
Yes, because he had something that I'm not allowed to talk about, but he had something to show me that we were working on. So, like, all these people, and it's so funny, because, like, Adam of GoToMeesh, he has a reputation for, it's not an incorrect one, of being kind of oblivious, kind of like in Adam's own world. And he and Ben did this too. Actually, Ben did this too. Differently, at different times, looked at me and saw something in my face, which we all, pure anxiety, total anxiety attack. And they both, independently of each other, nobody else around, you weren't around, are you okay? Do you need anything? Are you okay? And I was like, oh my God, if you ask me if I'm okay, I'm going to start crying and I'm trying really hard not. So I was like, and I did that thing that many of us tend to do, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. And I wasn't fine, but it was really sweet that they sent something, you know. I'm like, oh, I like you guys. So yeah, I had tea with Julie, which was great. I got to sit with Ben, and I can't remember if Floss was there or not, but I know, and then Adam came there, and people were just, and what I do with Molly during Eroticon is, because she's one of my really, really, really close friends, every time I see her during her, I'm like, hello, I love you, you're doing great, and she just runs by to go do the next thing. I'm like, I'll be your personal cheerleader, you're great. So I saw her at that point, but my brain was fuzzy, and I finally admitted it to Kara later. I'm like, I had an anxiety attack in the middle of your anxiety panel. She went, oh my God. Like, yeah, that's called thinking your way through it. But I did go to her session, Kara's session. She did one on diversity and inclusion, and she had a lot of good things to say, but the thing that, and what's funny is most of the crowd in there was a bunch of white people, but their sexuality was not necessarily cisgender. People weren't necessarily cisgender. There was, I don't know if there were, I don't know, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, I don't know. And you don't know anybody's sexuality just from looking at them.
It was a very diverse crowd.
It was, but when we got to the question of color, it was not a lot of people of color in there. And so Kara did a great job of going, okay, so you can't quite understand where I'm coming at as a black woman, but let's put this in context of sexuality, of gender, of these other things.
Yeah.
But there was another woman who came to her session, an elderly black woman who was an erotic writer who had been, Eroticon had been recommended to her.
I forget now whether she came from North Carolina or South Carolina.
Yes, but one of the Carolinas.
83-year-old woman, she was taking an erotic writing course at a college.
And somebody suggested erotica to her, right?
Is that her how that worked? Professor, who was teaching the class,
said she was amazing, right?
That she was such an amazing writer that she needed to attend Eroticon.
And so she did.
And she did.
And nobody knew her.
Mm-mm.
But she was amazing. So she and Kara in this class, in this session, were able to speak from, like, Kara's a younger woman.
Yes.
And this writer was an 83. They and shared their perspectives. And Kara said one of the things I think that stuck out to me the most, and it's not the first time I've heard it. I've heard it from other people, and I think I've even heard it from Kara a couple times. But she's like, she says, if you're saying to yourself that we are inclusive, that we are welcoming, that we want people of color, that we want people that don't look just like us, regardless of what mm-hmm. us might mean, right? She said, and if they're not showing up, she said, that's not on them. What aren't or are you doing where they don't feel welcome? And I mean, like, if a room could have a collective OMG moment, that was the energy I got from it. I loved it. It was like straight talk. She was Kara. She was Kara the way you and I know Kara, because we've this is our second year and we've hung out with her and she's just fucking amazing. But she didn't sugarcoat it either. She wasn't trying to offend or hurt anybody's feelings, but she was not going to pretend. She wasn't going to, like, soften the language either to make anybody else feel better. It's like, if you're so inclusive, then where is everybody? So what does this community need to do differently so that other people feel like they can come in and be a part of it and join in?
Yeah.
And I was like, and that is something, somebody else said that. Maybe it was Kara a couple years ago. Maybe that's something, because every once in a while she'll talk about it on Twitter. She doesn't really talk about it much on her own blog, but she'll talk about those things. And I listen when she does. And I have learned, it's just listen to the people you respect who have the actual experience. And I mostly am like, just tell me what to do. And yes, I'm here. I'm listening. But somebody else, maybe it was when I, many, many episodes ago, Black People Kink, early in their show, when they were still new, they were talking about dungeons, BDSM dungeons.
Yes, I remember that.
And
that
about how, you know, clubs would say, oh, well, we're open. We welcome everybody. And they're like, yeah, but do you really? Have you looked around your dungeon? Who is this really for? And ever since I heard that, there's not a single kink space I go into that I'm not looking around going,
it kind of struck a chord, didn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, when you are the majority, you don't think about, you know, when things are made for you because of your, like, we have white privilege. When things are made by and for other white people, you don't see it. You just don't see how, wait, this could be off-putting to somebody who doesn't also like classic rock or doesn't also like heavy metal. And then even in old clubs, our former club, the pictures on the walls are beautiful, but they were lily white. There wasn't any. And yet, I know the people who helped run that club it would not have occurred to them that they were not being welcoming of diverse groups.
True.
But I think had it been pointed out to them, I would like to believe, I can't possibly know, but I'd like to believe they would have gone, oh, we need to rethink this and do things differently. And so I don't have any answers on any of that, but I think that just posing the question and making those of us who have privilege in a space, whatever that privilege might be, straight privilege, white privilege, even just straight passing privilege, whatever the privilege is of being of a majority of something, to just look at a space and question it differently. Like, okay, y'all, we're moving to Ocala. We know where we're moving to. It is very rural. It's very conservative. It's very white. We know what we're moving to. We went today, after we'd done everything we need to do before we're about to leave, we're like, let's go get something to eat. We love this little cafe. It's great food. I did not realize, not that the Tampa Bay area is the most diverse area ever, but it's more diverse than any other place I've ever lived, because I've always lived in more rural conservative areas. And I didn't realize how much that had, and the people that I'm trying to learn from online as a sex blogger and a podcaster and everything, didn't realize how much that impacted me until we walked into this cafe. And I didn't say it in there. I waited until we were back at the car. Right. I was like, that was the oldest, whitest place I've been in a very long time. Like, the only person of color was the hostess who was seating people and taking their payments the mm-hmm. whole time we were there. And I don't have answers, but that was my first question of, what is it about this place?
Yeah.
That you don't see that, like, why aren't people coming? What is right. it? And I don't have the answer mm-hmm. to that, but it does make you look at things differently.
Right.
So I loved her session, and she rocked, and Kara rocked that session too, because she had a really mm-hmm. good commanding presence in that session too. And it was just, and it was so funny. I said, you know, you had said you were really nervous. I said, if you hadn't told me that, and if I didn't know you,
would have never known.
Never have known. Right. She did such a good job. So, and then I can't remember Saturday or Sunday anymore, all the days. There was Kink Lab.
Yeah.
That, sir, we got to play with some Electrostim.
Electrostim, yeah.
From the company Electrostim.
That was a lot of fun. Claire
is really, really nice. We met her last year.
Yeah.
And she helped us let us demo, not like demo in a gross, sexy way, some of the sex toys that they use for mm-hmm. the Electrostim. But this year we got to demo the paddle.
The electro paddle.
Which we now are in possession of an electro
paddle.
And
we will be doing a review of that soon.
Yes, we will. Yes, yeah. we will. Yes, we will. I'm pretty sure I already know I'm going to give it a glowing review, because the demo at Kink Lab made me go, I mean, I was dancing on my toes.
Yes, you
and
were.
And squeeing.
Yep.
And attracted a crowd of people, apparently, uh-huh. that I didn't really even notice till we walked away.
Because when we walked up there, we were the only ones there.
I know.
The
and I was like, ooh. And then, yeah. So at that point, portion. That was a whole afternoon. They did mm-hmm. have erotic readings.
They did erotic readings. They had a rope suspension.
Kara did the rope suspension. She was the rope bottom.
She got suspended.
A kinkster named Sparks, who's yes. a great rigger, did the suspension.
It's
the second year she's come. I think she was there last year. I don't know if she did rope suspension
last year. No,
she did,
it was somebody else.
She was there last year, is what I remember. I remember right. that last year, but she
yeah somebody did the year before. Somebody did wax play.
That might have been Sparks too.
They had a vacuum
for the second year demo. In a row. That's not my thing. It makes my
yeah. No, I know it's not you, but get it away from me. It's interesting to see. It's not my thing either. It's interesting to see.
It's interesting to see the different things. So Michael always has a table set up with his, what he calls his hitty things
yes.
for impact play. And, you know, for some people, like as kinksters, if you're into any of those things or curious about any of those things, you would go up to that with a, is that what that feels like? Oh, tell me about this. And that's what a lot of the bloggers did. And then some bloggers were like, I write about this stuff, but I don't experience it. Maybe they write fiction or whatever. And they're like, right. let me see how this actually works when somebody's doing it. And now I have a better way to explain it in my own writing.
Yeah.
And so depending on how you look at it, it's either, ooh, let's go play and try a new kinky thing. Or, mm-hmm. ooh, let's do some research.
Yeah.
Either way, totally works. So Sunday is kind of a blur for me because my anxiety like totally kicked my ass. in the middle of that session. But as what usually happens after Sunday is everybody who's still around who hasn't like had to go straight home or whatever, meet up somewhere. And in the past it's been restaurants or it's been pubs. This year we went right back over to the Holiday Inn.
And took over the lobby.
And I got into a great conversation with Floss. She is an amazing blogger. She has done things in her own way that I completely recognize. There's something in the sex blogging world now called Smut Marathon. And it's a competition. It's a writing competition. Marie Rebel of Rebel's Notes, she runs it. And apparently last year Floss was knocked out very early on. And she said, I had choices. I could go, that sucks, and maybe never write again, or just keep doing what I was doing. She was like, or I could get better. And she said, I wanted to get better. And so I learned about this stuff, and I taught myself, and I paid attention. And I'm like, and Floss, I've been reading your blog. You have gotten better. You are so good. Yeah. She was good before, but there were some technical things, and there were, you know, she could point them out better than I could have, things she needed to work on. But now, my God, the amount of content and the creativity and the technique, it's fabulous.
She's becoming a powerhouse in her own right.
Yes. Yeah. And so she and I are sitting there talking, and she's telling me this, and I'm like, yes, I've, you know, in my own way, in different ways, many years ago, I did the same thing. I saw where I had weak spots and went, I'm going to improve on that. I'm going to do that mm-hmm. better. And she, you know, we had a great conversation. Got to talk to E.L. Byrne some more after we had had like our initial hangout early in the event on like Thursday night. We'd been like ships passing in the night after that.
I spent some time talking with Toy for Sir.
Yes, you did. Y'all were off.
We kind of
in a corner.
I was wandered off in a corner and we were talking and great conversation with her. And
a lot of
wonderful,
people
amazing person
ended up coming up and saying hi and talking to me. Mm-hmm. Little Switch Bitch, that you did not officially meet Little Switch Bitch until Sunday.
Until
right?
Sunday, correct?
Oh my God, y'all! Her blog is great, but oh my God, the pictures she takes
are amazing.
Amazing. And yeah, that was the Sunday night is always the hard mm-hmm. night because it's when people start going home. And so we spent some time talking to Amy of Coffee and Cake.
Yes, yes.
We
a lot of time talking to her.
Yeah, because I'm that person, especially in that space, Eroticon space. I know all of the loving BDSM podcast listeners have no clue what I'm talking about when I say that I love telling people what I think they should do and giving advice. So I just, you know, at Eroticon, I get to do it for blogging and creating content, mm-hmm. and making money. And here I get to do about kink. But so, yeah, I spent a lot of time talking to her as well. And I know there were other people that came in and out. I can see them in my head. But now we're like so far. And
I know.
Girl on the Net and I finally, our real first real conversation, I think, was Sunday night. And we squeed at each other. So, yeah, there you go. It was, as it always is, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And Monday, that's when I cried. Well, I cried when I had to say goodbye to Molly and Michael Sunday night.
Right.
And then I cried again when I had to say goodbye to Hyacinth and Marie mm-hmm. the next morning. And then we were so exhausted and so drained and so wiped out. And then we were headed straight to the airport and there was no more thinking about it.
And, you know, it's weird because Sunday night, you kind of think, well, you know, you meet these people Friday night and spend Saturday together, spend a portion of Sunday together, and yet it's tough.
It's hard to leave
Sunday
them, yeah.
Sunday, especially later in the day, Sunday night, it's rather emotional.
It is, and con drop is totally a thing, y'all.
But I think it's tough because it's what makes this particularly tough is because you're in a group of people where you can be yourself for 2.5-3 days.
And for some people, this is the only time they get
to do that.
And for some people, especially the kinksters in the group who go to their munches and have a community mm-hmm. to go to, they get another part of that fulfilled in other ways by going to those community events. Yeah. But it is hard. I mean, there were a lot of people, Quinn Rhodes said, and Kara said too, this is the only time I get called by this name.
Right.
You know, this is the only time. And it's like, yeah, I can see why it's difficult for me. And I have a vibrant online life and I have mm-hmm. you know, pretty good kink community. So I'm always Kayla. I'm pretty much just always Kayla anymore, anywhere. You called me by my legal name the other day and I was like, who the hell is he talking to? But you know, so I get it. I know why it's hard. And then in many cases, many of us are far away. So, you know, we're coming from other countries where we don't necessarily have people right there. And even people in the UK can't just hop, you know, get over to everybody else easily either. This is like the one time we can all come together and just be ourselves and talk about these things and learn from one another and soak up all that good energy. And it is amazing energy. It's not without its dramas and people are people, so they don't always get along and there are things that happen. But in general, it's
an overall amazing experience.
And so I know some of my sex blogger, sex writer, erotic writer friends listen to this show. Some of you for research purposes, and I think that's fabulous. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm not lying. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass when I say save your pennies, get yourself to an Eroticon at some point in life. I know it's expensive. I'm not going to pretend that it's easy to do or that it's even, for some people, it would never be doable in, you know, a year of planning. It's an expensive trip if you're going from the States.
But if you're worth every penny. If you are serious about writing adult content, whether it's stories, books, blog content, it's the place to be.
It is the place to be. It is. And what I love is that the connections I have made there, they last after we go home.
Yeah.
You know, then it's let's talk online, let's talk here, let's,
yeah,
you know, and then we can, it's easier to DM people and to ask questions that maybe you'd be afraid to ask otherwise. You know, you've met, you've sat at a table and had lunch or, you know, had a drink or gone, yeah, me too, or whatever. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I honestly did not think we would talk for an hour.
Oh my gosh. See, I don't even have my glasses on, so I can't see the screen.
Yeah, it was, and you know what kills me? Because we're now recording this more than a month after it's passed. I know we're forgetting stuff.
Yeah.
I know there are details that have blurred over time that we're totally forgetting or that we've gotten things out of order. Like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. And what kills me is we know for a fact we cannot commit to 2020.
No.
Because we'll probably be buying a house right at that time.
Right. Correct.
So it might be 2021 before we get to go back. And that will break my heart. That is, I know, and I know why, and it's a good reason, and I know all of that. And still, it breaks my heart to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it hurts to think about not going back.
I know.
So, but, you know, it's just that good. It's our people. You know, we're fortunate that we have our kink community, both in person and online, and through all y'all listening. And we have that community, but we also have our sex blogger community. And there's some overlap. I mean, in the Venn diagram of those two communities, there's some overlap. But, you know, to just be able to be surrounded by that much good energy and that mm-hmm. many good vibes and that much positivity and acceptance and, you know, it can be life. I really believe it. It's not just hyperbole. It's life changing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's probably the place to end it on because I'm not going to get teary. I'm not getting teary, especially when I think about how I probably won't be going in 2020. Not going to think about that too hard.
All right.
Anyway. I thought this would be a short bonus pod. Silly me.
Mm.
So no, there's no bonus section. This was the bonus section.
Yeah.
So if you have questions about Eroticon, we will link to all the people we mentioned and Eroticon in the show notes. It's going to be a lot of damn links, but they have all those links. But if you have questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are happy to encourage more people to come.
Yes.
Love to see a larger American contingent. It's growing. It's growing. There were several. And not just American, but North American.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's it. So I think we're done.
Are we good?
As good as we'll ever be.
All right.
Keep it kinky, y'all. And we'll see you in a couple days when the real episode comes out.